today to say Merry Christmas than giving gifts of safety and security from pepperspray.com. Shop now at pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Land will feel the pain from cutbacks. Details on the...
You're listening to GCN.
BJ, Austin, Texas.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Jody Jordan. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has been meeting with leaders of Pakistan and India today. He's been pledging more support in the war on terrorism and funding in the wake of the deadly attacks in India.
We will act specifically to develop Pakistani bomb disposal capability, to provide scanning equipment, particularly to help detect car bombs, to finance and help with the extremism centers, and to help with legislation where necessary against terrorism.
Also today, India's Prime Minister is calling for normalized relations with Pakistan amid rising tensions between the neighbors. Here's Sam Dolnick.
Kashmir has always been kind of...
when you need him to relax and behave, while daily alleviates long-term symptoms of stress. Like compulsive barking, chewing, digging, jumping, aggression, and other undesirable behavior. And because poise is all natural, they're safe and non-addictive. For us, it's simple. A calmer dog is a happier dog. And because he's happier, we're happier.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of poise. Call 1-800-733-0904. That's 1-800-733-0904. Veterinarian developed and recommended. Call 1-800-733-0904. That's 1-800-733-0904.
Northeast utility officials are trying to recover from a devastating ice storm. Hundreds of thousands of customers remain without power. President Bush has declared a state of emergency in 9 Massachusetts counties and all of New Hampshire. This Kittery, Maine resident says she and her husband have been without power and running water since early Friday.
There was no power. I heard crashes out here, so... we knew it wasn't going to be pretty.
And the White House is weighing its options on ways to prevent a collapse of the troubled auto industry. Financial experts say White House officials could help the auto industry by tapping into the $700 billion bailout fund or using part of the bailout for emergency loans. Here's Deb Riekman.
The White House and the Treasury officials this weekend are weighing the pros and cons of a range of bailout actions. They are not saying a whole lot, but a few ideas are bubbling to the top of the debate.
For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Do you suffer from cold sores? Relieve One-Day Cold Sore Symptom Treatment is out to prove how fast it really works. If you suffer from those nasty sores, try Relieve and find out for yourself if Relieve works really fast for you. Relieve is spelled R-E-L-E-E-V. It's easy to find and is in all major drugstores. So if you get cold sores, remember to get Relieve now and keep it ready to use the moment a cold sore attacks.
The Upper Midwest is joining the Northeast with winter weather problems. National Weather Service meteorologist Sam Walker says the snow and severe cold are keeping people inside.
With very strong winds blowing snow, it creates blizzard conditions in the outlying areas, which in that case means that the visibility's dropped down to zero. You get drifting across the highways, which has a tendency to block them. And usually about the only people that can get out in some areas are people who have four-wheel drive vehicles.
The wave of youth violence in Greece is continuing. Scores of young people attacked a police station, store, and banks on Saturday. More riots broke out last night. Here's Demetrius Nellis.
Last night, riots erupted after a candlelight vigil commemorating the 1 week since the teenager was shot by a policeman.
President George W. Bush is making an unannounced visit to Iraq. The president is having a rapid-fire series of meetings with top Iraqi officials there, as well as with U.S. commanders. Bush and Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki are celebrating the recent security agreement between the two nations. And Iraq's defense ministry says some American troops may remain in urban areas beyond a summer deadline to pull back, but only with the government's permission. The comments come a day after the top U.S. general announced troops might continue working with Iraq's security forces in the cities even after the deadline. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Opportunity Texas Broker, license number 7483.
Strap your soul shed and hold on.
Again, that low interest rate phone number.
Stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, we are live, and it is December 14th, 2008. We're going to be getting into genetically modified foods, melamine in the milk, lead, and other toxic poisons, and heavy metals in one-third of U.S. toys, according to CNN, coming up in about 40 minutes. In the meantime, I want to talk about the state of the economy and the militarization of police and the long, continual march in the classical despotism that this country is headed into and is now deeply, deeply into. A lot of people in different cities across the country have been listening to my radio show for more than 10, 11 years. Folks in Austin now, I've been on the air for 13 years. You've heard me constantly talk about they want to put troops on the streets. They want to confiscate your guns. They're militarizing the police. They're training them that it's an us against them mentality and that the citizens are civilians and the police are paramilitary. What does all of this mean? Why is it important? Well, throughout history in other nations and in modern times, when you have troops on the streets, when you have militarized police, that always accompanies not having jury trials, not having due process, having secret arrest, having a very tiny corrupt elite that is feeding on the population. It's anti-American, anti-liberty, anti-freedom. There's a reason this nation has always had laws against the military being used against the people, because the military attacks an enemy. The military kills people and breaks things. And I discovered back in the mid and late 1990s that there were covert operations going on all over the United States with the Marine Corps and the Army, regular Marines, regular Army, the regulars, secretly dressing up in police uniforms, SWAT teaming gun dealers, going after drug dealers. And then by the late 90s, there were all sorts of bizarre military checkpoints with the Army, National Guard, Marine Corps out illegally searching citizens' vehicles. And whenever we would show up or the media would show up, even mainstream media, they'd say, oh, okay, it was just a drill, but they would be there actually arresting people. So there's been this huge secret operation. Now, none of it is now secret because it's about to go completely mainstream. And a lot of people hoped, well, that was just George Bush. You know, he was a tyrant, a right winger, and it's all going to go away once Obama gets into office. Well, it doesn't matter whether it's Jimmy Carter or Ronald Reagan or George Bush Sr., Bush 41, or Bill Clinton, or Bush 43, or Barack H. Obama. They are literally ceremonial front men for the foreign banks, the foreign corporations that did a hostile takeover of our federal government and of the states decades ago. And they've now orchestrated the collapse of our economy by design. We have their own documents. We've written about it and posted them on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And so the troops on the streets, that's really a stopgap measure from the legitimate government and the people, the citizens, ever regaining control of the government and punishing the corporate thieves that have stolen, according to Bloomberg and the San Francisco Chronicle, $8.5 trillion as of a week and a half ago. That's the last time we got numbers on this. And this week it came out that Bloomberg, 6 weeks ago, Bloomberg Financial, had sued to find out where the trillions had gone. And this week, the federal government said, well, the Federal Reserve is private, and we have a secret contract with them, and so we can't tell you where the $8.5 trillion has gone. So we're being robbed right now. And in third world countries, hundreds of times this century, hundreds and hundreds of times last century, but there's already been hundreds of takeovers in the last 8 years in the 21st century, it's the same thing in Nigeria or the same thing in Argentina, or it's the same thing right now in Iceland, a first world nation. When the foreign banks, the same group doing the takeover here, implode economy by design so they can consolidate it with the foreign currency they issue themselves, the people can't resist, and the people are forced by the gunboat diplomacy, as it's called in the encyclopedia, look that up, to go along with the oppression. So it's neo-colonialism or imperialism just by a little bit more stealth. Now, we've all seen troops at sports stadiums, college events, high school events, the Super Bowl, NFL events, the Kentucky Derby, any high-profile event. And I've told you, and the government admits now, that was to condition the public and acclimate the public to accept troops on the streets of the United States. And now Barack Obama, signaling the expansion of this, put out an order this week, well, now last week, saying that for any special event or any security event or for environmental reasons or for DWI checkpoints, not just the police will be out violating the Fourth Amendment, but the Army and the Marines will be with them. The National Guard is abolished and federalized. The governors have no authority as well. And that's been in the Washington Post. That's been on CNN, CBS. They've all reported it, but said it's a good thing and it's to keep you safe. When you actually read Secretary of Defense Gates's program, he says it's already been in place for years. They're just now announcing it, and that the main mission is suppressing the American people during civil insurrection or rioting. And they know that's coming. They've been setting it up for decades because now the Ponzi scheme they engineered is coming to an end, and they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to take your 401ks. They're going to take everything you've got. They're going to federalize it and give you about a third of what you're owed and put a tax on the rest of it. And that's all on record. It's all posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. It's all right there for anybody and everybody that wishes to look at it, for anybody and everybody that wishes to go check that out for themselves. Why do I bring this up now? Well, in San Bernardino, California, outside 29 Palms, Marine Corps base, and I saw this in their local news, and I called today and confirmed it, and Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com is doing a report on it. The 29 Palms Marines are starting 2 days ago, starting on Friday, through just indefinitely now, will be out on the highways running checkpoints for DWIs. Now, again, stop the drunks. Yeah, let's use the Army. Again, this is for PR purposes, to prepare you to have regular checkpoints. Remember Rick Perry announced in Texas a month ago, warrantless random checkpoints to check driver's license and insurance, but the illegal aliens are going to be exempt from it. And that even came out in the Houston Chronicle. They said, don't worry, we're not going to deport illegals. This is for everybody. These are domestic, internal, Soviet or Nazi style, 180 degrees, the opposite of what this country has been found. Founded on what this nation is all about. So we have that report up on Infowars.com, and we have other links to stories showing the military at high school and college football games searching small children, the children learning that men in uniform stop you and search your little bag. Now, a lot of people say, ah, so what? Let troops be on the streets. Well, again, historically and currently, that's being done so they can have an economic consolidation and vertical integration. And this will target everyone. And the financial interest, now in control of our nation, are anti-American. They do not like the United States. They want to get rid of it. They want to abolish it. And when the Marines were interviewed by the local news talk station, we have links to that, 107 FM, when they were interviewed by the local station, they said, yeah, we don't know if it's legal, but we've been ordered to do it, so we are doing it. Of course, it's 29 Palms, where back in the 90s the Marines were asked, will you confiscate Americans' guns? Will you fire on them? And so it's been a slow twisting to the dark side, a slow mutation of the police and military. Oh, by the way, the police and the Marines will be together. So this is the military being turned against the American people. Classical tyranny from Rome to Nazi Germany to now the U.S.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping the personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Let me break this down again for people. You know, it's fun for some to sit back and laugh at the Iraqis, 1.5 million dead in the last 5.5 years. It's fun to laugh at the brown people and say, yeah, kill them, troops, kill them. We're America. We're big. We're bad. Well, this isn't America. The United States has been seized by foreign financial institutions and is being used as an engine to dominate the planet. And now they're done with us. Let me explain again. $8.5 trillion, $8.5 trillion has been stolen so far that we know of, and the Federal Reserve has told Congress, has told media institutions and others, we run this country and we don't have to tell you where it went. Also, the New York Times reported on Thursday the Federal Reserve is going to start issuing its own Treasury bills, but it'll be Federal Reserve bills. So they are openly becoming the government and announcing you will pay your carbon taxes, your environmental taxes, to an international board. The Financial Times of London last Tuesday ran the headline, and now for world government, and their foreign affairs editor, Mr. Raikman, bragged that, yes, we've been setting up world government in secret, now we're unleashing it, and we're going to take over the planet, we control everything. That's how proud they are. And he said, yes, it's anti-democratic, it's not freedom, but this is what you need. Then he went on to say, but we'll save you from the financial crisis, which the very banks engineered. And don't worry, we'll save you from global warming, we'll tax you. And don't worry, we'll save you from terrorism, which the New World Order is funding and financing and allowing to happen, and in many cases, staging themselves. But understand, all these years you heard me talk about how they would do this, and now it's happening. And remember, 2 months ago, the Army Times comes out, interview with Secretary of Defense Gates, and they say, this is 20,000 troops on the streets of the United States to start with, and they are to fight terror and fight civil insurrection and rioting, and they behave like it just now began. But if you read the 400-plus page report Gates put out, the Pentagon put out in his 50-page cover sheet on it, he says, hey, this has already been implemented years ago secretly. We're now just unveiling this to the public. So the military, with the police, secretly merging and secretly surveilling senators, congressmen, legislators, local city leaders. This is total federalization. This is total control. And the feds are internationally controlled. So this is a hostile corporate takeover of the United States. And this is not my opinion. Hundreds of newspapers have announced in the last 2 months that world government is openly being unveiled. It was already set up covertly. They are bragging. Now, you will not hear the mainline liberals, though, and U.S. TV still say it doesn't exist. ABC News reported yesterday none of it exists, and that we are, quote, mentally ill. We have a link to that story up on Infowars.com. So if I read the Financial Times of London or the Wall Street Journal saying, yes, world government's good, yes, we set it up covertly because it scares stupid American gun owners, that's actually in the Financial Times of London. They say, yes, we lied. Yes, we covered it up because you're too stupid to know you need tyrannical world government. We know what's best. We're the elite. And what are the elite doing? They got control under the national security dictatorship. They staged the terror attacks to sell the police state. Now, the average cop or military person even means well. They've been slowly brainwashed. They've been ordered in cadet school for 30 years under federal grants to say it's us against them. They're all against you. The people all hate you. They're civilians. You're paramilitary. all of this brainwashing from the police and sheriff's deputies being creatures of the local county and city with the people, the guardians, to being law enforcement. No more protect and serve, but to dominate. And here's another one. Posse Comitatus has not been repealed. So every time the police go out with the military and the police are engaging in felonies. And I had the head of the St. Mary's law school on Center on Terrorism on, just a week ago or so on the show, the weekday show, and he admitted that it is illegal. Okay? It is all illegal. So there, your law enforcement will enforce on yourself. And this Marine Corps captain is in the article saying, yeah, we don't know if it's legal, but we've been told to do it, so we're doing it. And by the way, drunk drivers are bad. Folks, when you read the Army Times, they say that it'll be for fighting the American people and PR, helping at car wrecks and DWIs with the jaws of life, as if the firemen or police couldn't do that. See, oh, well, you're not against the Army on all the local newscasts. They're here. The girl was trapped in the car and they helped. This is a military psyop to prepare you and to condition you. That's why they had thousands of drills to take over our country. Now, I'm going to get into something we can do something about. We can do something about the militarization, educating our city leaders, state leaders, exposing the fact this is criminal, showing how historically it's tyranny. But with the GMO and the toxins in the food, that's something we can demand change on, and even with our own purchases, vote with our dollars and change. So we're going to cover that and take your calls and a lot of other issues coming up. We have a guest coming up. But look, I've said this many times. I'll say it again. I heard about this stuff, and so I went to some of these events, and I got called by police sources and emergency managers and police chiefs in Texas that heard my radio show and knew that I was telling the truth, and they would tip me off. And I've been there, and I've witnessed the Army, the Marines, and I've had listeners all over the country send me footage as well, where you'll read in the paper, oh, the Marines were doing drills in the city today to fight in Iraq or to fight in Serbia, or to fight in Macedonia. Or to fight here or there. And then I would go to the event, or my listeners would go to the event, and the Marines would walk over with guns and say, turn your camera off. And then we'd have another guy across the street catching that on video, training the local Boy Scouts how to tattle on their parents, training local Boy Scouts how to go into their homes and report if their parents have guns. It's all in my three police state films. By the way, they're all free on Google and YouTube. And Kurt Nemo's written an article, Marines Establish Military Presence in San Bernardino County, California. And you can go there to that article, and you can watch the video for yourself. And you can see the military training with role players screaming, I'm an American, please don't put me in a camp, please don't take my guns. Obviously, I was going to come back on the radio and make films and scream and yell and freak out over this and tell you it was coming and tell you they were going to stage terror as the pretext to introduce this to you, the public, but that it was really for when they financially imploded the nation. How did I know that? Because in the IMF and World Bank documents that have been declassified, in what Smedley Butler, the most highly decorated Marine in U.S. history, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, he was about to become the Commandant of the Marine Corps in the 30s. They said, we want to hire you for martial law. You've overthrown all these other third world countries. We want to do this in America. We want you to covertly train the police to merge with the Marines. And he went and reported it to Congress, and they arrested a bunch of people. So, see, this is they've been trying this for a long time. Now they're actually going with it. Okay? And only real patriots in the Marine Corps and the Army and other places have stopped this. And I want to explain something to you. This is about stealing your bank accounts, your pension funds, destroying property rights, nationalizing your businesses, socializing America so the bankers can manage us and control us. I'm begging you to check into what we've claimed and what we've said and find out it's true. Marines at checkpoints all over California, pulling people out of their cars. Ladies and gentlemen, this is tyranny. This is corruption. This is martial law. There has been a silent coup, not by a president, but by the foreign banks through the executive.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't say you weren't warned. Think about how cold-blooded it is that for decades they've been giving public questionnaires to the troops. Will you fire on U.S. citizens? Will you confiscate their guns? They have Marine Corps and Army chants about it. They take the guys that'll do it and keep them at home and promote them, put them in police departments. They got files on all of it. Those that say they won't get shipped overseas, then get kicked out of the military later. It's just unbelievable. So for decades, they've been sifting through the military picking out the people that are ready to fire on U.S. citizens, that are ready to confiscate our guns, that are ready to carry out all these operations. Now, by the way, in my film Road to Tyranny, he gave me all the documents and photos and all of it, and, you know, photos of him in his police uniform after he got out of the Marine Corps. Then he started a computer company in Austin and retired out of the police department. But he was a Marine officer, you know, top of his class. And so pretty young, he was already a mid-level officer. And they openly turned him loose with other Marines to raid gun dealers and others in Norfolk, Virginia. And he showed me, you know, all the evidence of that. And then I did internet searches and talked to other experts and found more out about it. And then I found out that they were coming to emergency managers in Texas and Maryland and California and offering them cash, big satchels of money. Work with the Marine Corps. Work with the Army. Well, why are you giving me $100,000? Because we know you're a good patriot and you deserve $100,000 cash. But once the cop, once the police chief, once the sheriff takes that, they're now, hey, I'll report you took a bribe. If you, you know, this is national security now. You now have to do what we say. So that's how they've covertly taken over the U.S. Using the same black ops manuals that the Army has to take over third world nations. So I wanted to play this clip before our guest comes on. This is from a film I made that I released in February of 2002, 911, The Road to Tyranny. And we have all the video of Marines training to take your guns. And understand, they are training school children to take your guns. I have it on video. They are training to take your guns. What they do in New Orleans. What is the now, you know, destroyed governor of Illinois using the National Guard to confiscate guns? It's all, they're training to take your guns, and they first have to acclimate you to accept troops on the streets. And what are the troops trained to do? They train to take over counties and cities. And that's the last key point I want to make. In the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, in PDD 51, in the new Defense Department directives they've put out, it's all about taking over governors, state legislatures, taking over cities that say no in the future. What is it that's so bad that the criminal government that's in foreign banker receivership, what is it that's so bad they're planning they know cities and states are going to secede? Well, the Army report this year says they know that's a danger because they're destroying the United States. Now, the grunts on the ground don't know. They'll see rioting, starving, you know, all of this and think, well, we've been trained for this. We've got to go out and take care of it. You're being set up. You're helping destroy America. We have to politically say no to the foreign banks, expose the fact they've stolen $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks and counting. We have to expose that this is illegitimate. But Fox and CNN and all of them, every time Kashkari or Paulson or Bernanke, the private Fed chief, are on TV, they'll show their statement in Congress and then cut away, never showing what the Congress is saying. If you watch C-SPAN, Republicans and Democrats are going, you stole the money. It's all going offshore. You've bought houses in Dubai where there's no extradition. You stole all of this. And Kashkari just laughs. There's nothing you can do. Because the media is owned by the bankers. The big TV is, I mean, they are, folks, this is the biggest heist. The crime is so big that, and the public has no idea what's happened. They have destroyed us. All we can hope is to pick up the pieces, but instead, they're going to pose as the state savior as they destroy the economy and bring in the new world order. Do you understand what is happening? Please, I have all the documents, all the proof, all the photos, all the video. They're on Infowars.com right now. And this is in the story Kurt Nemo posted. He's actually got part 11 and 12 from Road to Tyranny posted in clips. You want to watch part 13. Here is the Marine Corps officer, ROTC, an officer, gets out, becomes a police officer, starts a computer company, leaves. The point is, he ran into a secret checkpoint. By secret, they didn't announce it on the news. In 2000, on South I-35 and Kyle got upset by it, knowing it was part of a secret takeover program. This was Army, he saw. So he called me. I went out to his house. But again, now it's all public. Now it's all admitted. Now this is the Marines confiscating guns secretly in America in the late 1980s. Here it is.
Interviewed a former Marine Corps officer who in 1989, while he was in the Marine Corps, was serving search warrants on American citizens' homes and businesses.
So start at the beginning for us. A little bit about your past, how you first got involved in the military, and some of the things you did, and then later in life, some of the questions that you started raising yourself after you've been a police officer.
Okay. I started out, I joined the Marines, tested real high on the ASVAB, which is the Armed Forces Vocational Aptitude Battery. Did real well in that and was an MP 5800 military police. From that, I was sent over to various duty stations. I still had an interest in civilian law enforcement, so I was able to take part in joint military police and civilian police exercises.
We've seen the urban warfare training all across the country, the black helicopters, the special forces in cities, and it seems like it's been ratcheted up in the last 5 years from just basic training to actual live fire in city streets. What type of relationship did you have with law enforcement when you were in the Marine Corps?
Very cohesive, with a lot of interaction. 1988 and 1989, like I told prior, I helped assist in 3 search warrants, a lot of entry team operations, giving civilian law enforcement advice and critiquing how they're doing that, to raid such as crack houses or supposed terrorist organizations, as far as multiple entry points of a home, whether it be through the roof, the windows, in front door, or a combination of all at the same time.
So you were actively, as a member of the United States Marine Corps, active duty, out with civilian law enforcement, serving search warrants to homes?
That's correct. Right. There weren't missions, they were called exercises, but it was actual with real, what we call combatants, real live. It was the real deal, helping execute search warrants. Late 80s, I've actually been on point with an MP5, and I was not in a police uniform. I had a police flak vest on and a police jacket and black BDUs.
And these were obviously drug dealers?
One, maybe.
What were the other raids concerning?
Pawn shop owners. One was a pawn shop owner, and the other was for a joint working with ATF.
As a member of the Marine Corps, David, you're telling us you raided a civilian business with the BATF going after guns?
It was the business owner's home.
Oh, the business owner's home.
The homes were civilian homes and some upper middle class to white collar homes. One was a warehouse facility.
Later on in life, you got out of the Marine Corps, you got into law enforcement. Is that when you started asking questions once you learned more about the civilian role?
Towards my end in law enforcement, I started getting discouraged with it, yes. That's when I started quitting. But when you're younger and you're trying to achieve and you got all the fancy jewelry on and all the badge and the car with all the nice decals and lights and, you're disillusioned by a lot of different things once reality. Yes, and just the way law enforcement's changed a lot. It's changing a lot.
How has it changed?
How people perceive law enforcement is more of an occupying army.
More of an occupying army. You can go watch 10-minute interview. It's in the film. Confiscating guns secretly. Total felony. Hardcore. 20-something years in prison. They're committing crimes everywhere. Now remember, military, army, marines, police doing this. You are special. You are the ones destroying America. I mean, what you're doing is very special. You're doing something our military's never done. So I want you to know that. You are special. You are treasonous traitor.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from Pepperspray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN.
What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from pepperspray.com? Shop now at pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here. Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelarex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelarex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelarex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelarex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelarex.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, just putting bookends on what I've been covering in the last 40 minutes, and we're going to our guests for the balance of the broadcast. And then, of course, your calls in the next hour. The military openly is to be used on the streets of America. They have them for PR purposes at car wrecks and DWI checkpoints. The Army admits, the Marine Corps admits, to condition the public to accept occupation. The foreign financial institutions have just done a corporate takeover of the United States. The military and police are their security guards to make sure that transfer goes smoothly and our journey into serfdom and third world slavery and the end of the middle class and the seizure of your bank accounts, your pension funds, your 401ks goes smoothly. And that's being discussed right now in Congress. So I made films about this a decade ago. My last film I made on this was, 8 years ago. And I warned you, I saw all the documents, I went to the drills, and now we're in the middle of it. And I asked the military and police, I know most of you don't like what you're being told to do. The public doesn't like what's happening. This has made a big stir out in California with the Marines on the streets. And it's not about terrorism anymore, it's about petty crime. I mean, this is just classical treason. So don't be a traitor, don't be a treacherous New World Order minion. Say no to this now. And this is so over the top. There is a lot of resistance to it, and we've got to say no. International best-selling author Jeffrey M. Smith is a leading spokesman on the health dangers of genetically modified organisms. His globally respected research and magnetic communication style captured public attention in 2003 with his first book on the serious yet unknown side effects of genetically engineered foods, Seeds of Deception, exposing industry and government lies about the safety of the genetically engineered foods you're eating. And he's been involved in a bunch of films and other books. We carry quite a few of them at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And this is another another group of stations you're on, Jeffrey, with us today, so we can kind of recap the basics of what we're facing and just how serious the GMO and the rest of it is, and then get into all the new studies coming out about how this stuff is sterilizing mammals and linked to cancer and so many other serious problems, and why all the scientists and people you've interviewed, why the data shows it's causing an increase in cancer and sterility and so many other issues. So, Jeffrey, it's great to have you here with us.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
You're leaving the country here in a few days. I meant to add, you've testified to governments worldwide and to the European Union and to legislatures here. Where are you going next week?
Well, I'm going to India in a couple of days. India is really under attack. Monsanto has really pushed genetically engineered cotton into the country, and it's apparently causing huge allergic reactions in thousands of people touching the genetically engineered cotton, sickness, death, and sterility in animals that eat the cotton products, and also the Daily Mail estimates 125,000 suicides among farmers who planted it and ended up going broke and in debt, unable to repay their debt. So it's a huge disaster going on in India, and I'm going to be not only investigating and documenting it in a new film, I'm also going to be speaking about the dangers of genetically engineered foods and trying to drum some sense into those that have been making the decisions to give open door to Monsanto.
Seedsofdeception.com is the website. Again, we carry your books and videos as well at Infowars.com, but Seedsofdeception.com. Particularly, let's start out with the cotton first. And by the way, that's a conservative number. Some news reports are over 200,000 have committed suicide because they were already at subsistence level. Then the animals eat the seeds, they die en masse, the communities are wiped out, and the people then drink the same pesticide sprayed on the cotton to kill themselves. But I guess that's all part of globalism. We have our NAFTA and GATT. They have their death of their economy. Why specifically, with the studies and the science we have, why is this GMO cotton so bad?
Well, there's a number of reasons why it might be bad, and it's a lot of stories associated with it. To give some background to the listeners, genetic engineering is you take genes from one species and you force it into the DNA of another species. Now, what happens is the process of insertion causes massive collateral damage in the DNA, which can create new proteins, new toxins, new diseases, new carcinogens. In fact, I was talking to one former Monsanto employee who said he discovered, a PhD told him, that the process of creating the genetically engineered cotton that he was looking at created completely new proteins that were never intended. And they decided to ignore those proteins and just feed the cotton seed cakes to dairy cows that were living near his house. And he was absolutely concerned. He knew that feeding animals dangerous proteins could influence the food supply for the milk and meat. And he tried to get the Monsanto people to not feed it into the food supply until they had tested it. One guy said, "We've always done it this way, and we're going to do it this way, and continue to do it this way."
All right, let me just throw this in for so people understand. We hear the spin from mainstream corporate media that, oh, this is like George Washington Carver crossing two types of soybean or two types of corn or two types of potato. This is what plants naturally do. No, we're talking about putting spider genes in goats to create body armor out of their milk. We're talking about putting human genes in pigs so they can take their organs out and put them in humans. And they fire with a gene gun into the DNA to randomly get mutations to see which mutation they like, but it causes randomly thousands of other things to happen, and that's why we now see, I believe the evidence shows, like Ebola in pigs, all of this stuff jumping around, and they admit this is happening but don't seem to care.
It's a brilliant summary, Alex. In fact, when you look at the genetically engineered plant and you compare it to the natural plant before it was genetically engineered, the DNA is about 2 to 4% different, and that's mostly hundreds or thousands of mutations. any one of which can turn, can become dangerous or deadly to human beings.
Well, I mean, to give people an idea, I mean, just interrupt again, a quick idea, Jeffrey, of how much 2 to 4% or 2 to 3% is, that's about the difference between a human and a chimpanzee.
That's interesting, but well said.
That's what they say. They say it's 4% difference, but go ahead.
Well, what happens is, so the process, any genetically engineered crop at this point might carry poisons in it simply because of this primitive and random nature of transforming a cell. So whether it's cotton, corn, soy, canola, the four major crops, and now sugar beets, the fifth, we don't know really what possible poisons or allergens it's created because there's hardly any tests before they go on the market. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the actual gene that they put into the cotton is designed to produce a pesticide. It kills bugs. It's a poison. It's called Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT for short. Now, the reason why they allow it into crops, it's also in corn, is because the regulators believe the biotech industry, who said, well, BT in its natural state, it's a soil organism, soil bacteria, has been used as a pesticide safely for years. It only breaks open the stomach of insects that eat it. It doesn't actually have any effect on mammals. In fact, it's destroyed during digestion. Now, those assumptions are actually false. Peer-reviewed published studies showed that hundreds of people in U.S. and Canada developed allergic-type reactions when they were sprayed with BT when it was used for gypsy moth infestation. And mice that were fed BT, not only did it survive digestion, it caused damage to their intestines and a very pronounced immune response. So it hasn't been properly tested, and it's now in the food supply. I say food supply because it's in corn, but also cotton is part of our food supply because it's cottonseed oil, and also the oilseed cakes, and sometimes the whole plant is fed to animals. Now, the issue here with the animals that have been feeding on the cotton plants after harvest, what started out, we heard about it from sheep in 2006. Someone was a union leader for shepherds and farmers was in a government veterinary office and was reviewing the postmortems just to see the trends. And he was surprised to see there was 11 postmortem deaths on sheep, and the cause of death was eating BT cotton plants. And this was quite alarming because, it, you know, 11 is a lot. I had never seen it before. So they quickly called a fact-finding team together. Some of these people I'll be interviewing on video in a few weeks in India. And they started to visit some villages nearby. And they called, in one day, they went to four different villages, and they called all the shepherds together. And in the first village, they were stunned to find that the shepherds reported that 25% of their herd, of their shepherd herds, died within 5 to 7 days.
Oh, my God.
They went to the second place. The same thing happened. And the third, they couldn't have a big meeting, but they went around and started asking people. Same thing with the fourth. The shepherds there estimated 10,000 sheep died in this one region in India. Now, when this was released, the veterinarian in India who had written down probable cause of death, BT toxin, she was originally enthusiastic about that diagnosis, but soon after she started changing her thinking and then started taking the other side, saying it must be something else. They went back to the original documentation, and someone had taken a different color pen and written in cause of death, pesticides. And so I contacted the activists and said, go to the shepherds who were interviewed for each of these postmortems and videotape the interview and ask them if they brought up pesticide. It turns out they never actually used the pesticides in these farms, and it was totally...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
And a new name is added to the U.S. Senate candidate list.
You are listening to GCN.
In Texas, check your watch, it's 5 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. The president has traveled to Iraq. Here's Robert Reed.
President George W. Bush has made a surprise farewell visit to Iraq just 37 days before he hands off the war to a successor who has pledged to end it.
Bush will be talking with Iraq's prime minister about the newly appointed U.S.-Iraq security agreement, which calls for a drawdown of troops starting next year. Bush's national security advisor sees the U.S. in an increasingly subordinate role in Iraq. Stephen Hadley is hailing the new U.S.-Iraq security pact. He calls it a remarkable document in the Arab world because it was publicly debated and adopted by elected lawmakers. And White House officials say don't expect an announcement on an auto industry rescue plan today or tomorrow. The automakers have said they could run out of cash within weeks without government help. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Our dog was turning our home upside down.
Mommy, he's jumping on me.
People were giving us looks like we couldn't control our dog. But how can you control a puppy? We tried obedience school, doggy daycare, even electric collars. But then our veterinarian told us about Poise calming treats. Poise has two formulas, instant and daily. Instant works to immediately calm your dog for those occasions when you need him to relax and behave, while daily alleviates long-term symptoms of stress, like compulsive barking, chewing, digging, jumping, aggression, and other undesirable behavior. And because Poise is all natural, they're safe and non-addictive. For us, it's simple. A calmer dog is a happier dog. And because he's happier, we're happier.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Poise. Call 1-800-733-0904. That's 1-800-733-0904. Veterinarian developed and recommended. Call 1-800-733-0904. That's 1-800-733-0904.
The upper Midwest and Plains states are getting a wintry wallop as a powerful Arctic front sweeps through. Forecasters say western Colorado can expect 1 to 3 feet of snow. At least 8 inches of snow is already piling up around Interstate 70. Gusty winds are also expected in Kansas. Sam Walker is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
With those temperatures, we end up with wind chills down around 50 below, sometimes colder. So going outside without being dressed properly can be very hazardous. And if you happen to get stuck in the snow and you try to walk away from your vehicle, that can be catastrophic at times.
And authorities in New Hampshire are trying to get the word out that some residents may not have power again until Thursday or Friday. The Saco, Maine resident is staying at a Red Cross shelter because all of the ice.
Couldn't open my door. Had to wham it with an axe not to keep the door open.
For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Do you suffer from cold sores? Relief One Day Cold Sore Symptom Treatment is out to prove how fast it really works. If you suffer from those nasty sores, try Relief and find out for yourself if Relief works really fast for you. Relief is spelled R-E-L-E-E-V. It's easy to find and is in all major drugstores. So if you get cold sores, remember to get Relief now and keep it ready to use the moment a cold sore attacks.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has been meeting with leaders of Pakistan and India today. He's been pledging more support in the war on terrorism and funding in the wake of deadly attacks in India. Also today, India's Prime Minister is calling for normalized relations with Pakistan amid rising tensions between the neighbors. Here's Sam Dolnick.
He, you know, reiterated that he wants normalized relations with Pakistan and that he wants a friendship with Pakistan and cooperation. I think he said he called for mutual wisdom and cooperation.
The wave of youth violence in Greece is continuing. Scores of young people attacked a police station, stores, and banks yesterday. The latest violence comes as candlelit vigils were held, marking a week since the police killing of a 15-year-old boy that triggered riots. Here's Demetrius Nellis.
If you talk to the youth themselves, they say they're frustrated about certain things, like the educational system, their job prospects. But there is a small group bent on mayhem anyway.
And a bomb explosion at a bank in Woodburn, Oregon, Friday killed both a police officer and a state bomb disposal technician. Police say they have no suspects and that whoever did it is dangerous and needs to be found soon. Jeffrey Thomas, who works at a restaurant across the street, says he heard the big blast.
All of a sudden, I just heard a loud explosion. It sounded like all the windows rattling in the entire building.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Have you thought about investing in storable foods or in survival kits for your home, car, office, or child's school? This holiday season, give the gift of safety. Give the gift of peace of mind. Give the gift of survival from SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is the only website that offers the very best in high-quality preparedness gear at the lowest prices around. Give that friend or family member the gift they would never buy for themselves. From 72-hour survivor kits to survival tools to toys for the kids to help pass hard times, SurvivalGearSource.com has something for everyone on your Christmas list. As we enter this new year full of uncertainty, be ready and be prepared. Shop online at SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Use the coupon code GCN and receive a Patriot Bar with your order. Or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or online at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We're interviewing author and filmmaker Jeffrey M. Smith is because he's probably one of the most prominent, outspoken, but also conservative. And by conservative, it's far worse than even what he's saying. He only goes off of what is absolutely documented. Researchers on genetically modified organisms in our food. Now, again, this is not splicing two cherry trees or cross-pollinating to get a hybridization. That's natural. This is artificial mutation using insect genes, plant genes, mammal genes, all mixing them together. For some reason, the cockroach is one of their favorites. It's in a lot of potatoes, tomatoes that you're eating on the store shelves. But the major food crops have been converted to this. Also, these GMO crops take over the naturally occurring. Let's say it's GMO corn. It takes over and infects the natural of the hundreds of varieties, and most varieties, by the way, have been infected, and then cross-pollinates those through the hybridization process using that natural process. And we've only covered a tiny area of this. To be specific, they take this fungus bacteria. They take it, they alter it, it's naturally occurring, but they make the plant grow the fungus in its own genetic makeup so bugs won't eat it. If they do, they die. And then they say, oh, but that's safe for humans to eat. And then now in German studies, that's been leaked, linked with the corn to the honeybees dying, because the honeybees, unlike other insects, will still eat it. And you know, the honeybees aren't doing too hot. And there's all these other areas to discuss that's outside of just what we're eating, like Hong Kong for at least 7-8 years. You can pull this up in MSNBC. You can buy glowing rhesus monkeys. They glow in the dark because they have jellyfish genetics in their skin. And they can make them glow. They can make them glow bright blue in the dark, but it also changes other DNA in the monkey, and it's very, very dangerous, and it's jumping into other species. There's just a huge area to discuss here. All these human-animal hybrids where they're putting human genetics into other animals so they can get body parts or heart valves out of them. I mean, this is science fiction, but we are 2008, and it is going on. And the FDA, the EPA do nothing, basically, to stop it. In fact, it's a revolving door, and that's what Jeffrey Smith covers. But the good news is, we'll talk about this later, the tipping point, how we counter this, and the fact is that we can counter it, and we have had victories against it, but we need to have even more victories now because they're about to go from 4, 5, or 6 staple foods, being altered to basically everything being altered. And a complete takeover. So as bad as things are now, they're getting ready, the big 3 GMO companies, to shoot the moon, as they say. Okay, so Jeffrey, continuing with the discussion of they tried to cover up the death of these sheep, saying it was pesticides, but then they weren't using those pesticides at these farms.
Exactly. And I called in to try and, get to the bottom of it. And I spoke to that veterinarian who originally was in favor of the idea that it was the genetically engineered cotton that caused the deaths. And then she reversed her opinion. I said, can I talk to you? She said, I can't talk to you. You have to speak to the director. So she had been gagged. So I called the director, and I said, how come I can't speak to the veterinarian? He said, oh, no, you can speak to her. Call her back. So I called her back, and I asked her a question, and I hear the director's voice shouting the answer. And him, and then the veterinarian, a woman, repeating every word for word whatever he told her to say. So this is the way that they ungagged the veterinarian. Now, there's a big thing going on in India. The Supreme Court stepped in and found that the Genetic Engineering Approval Committee was allowing things to be approved without going through the law. And they declared them, illegal to start to put all these new products in the market. They assigned a scientist to investigate this committee. The scientists found evidence of fraudulent conclusions. The GEAC, the committee, said, oh, no, the sheep deaths were due to something else, and that's what the study shows. Well, this independent investigator, a top scientist in India, looked at supposedly their proof and said, actually, it was never studied. There wasn't an investigation. It was a cover-up. And so now this committee is trying to defame this investigator, claiming that he is false and he is wrong and trying to get him kicked out.
But that happened in 96 in England when the government's own top researcher, who was pro-GMO, found out that it was hurting the rats. And then all these years later, it's been proven he was right. Let's talk about, because the average folks in the West are so decadent, they don't care about Indians. Let's talk about specifically what we know about sterilization, what we know about sperm counts, what we know about the GMO food, these cross species hybrids that we're eating here in the United States and Europe. What is it doing? What do we know that it's been doing?
All right, we've got two levels of knowledge. We've got laboratory research, and we have reports from farmers. Let's start with the farmers and get through that quickly. I've spoken to a number of farmers in Iowa who say that when their pigs or cows ate certain varieties of genetically modified corn, they couldn't get pregnant. And when they switched to the non-GM corn, they got pregnant. And when they switched back to that GM corn, they couldn't get pregnant. In India, I know we're visiting India again, there was also a problem with sterility and premature deliveries and problems among the offspring and deaths among the offspring. Now let's look at laboratories. If you look at rats, these were studied in Russia. They fed rats, mother female rats, genetically engineered soy, the same soy that's grown on 91% of the soy acreage in the United States. And then they got them pregnant, and they continued to feed them soy, and about 56% of their offspring died within 3 weeks.
No, that's what we're eating.
Yeah, compared to only about 10%. Whose mothers ate non-genetically engineered.
So we have an 80% increase in death, and that's what we're eating. And, of course, they study rats because they're most similar in their metabolic system to humans.
And the offspring from the GM group, they were smaller on average, and when they tried to mate the offspring together, they were sterile. They couldn't conceive. Now, the other thing, they gave genetically engineered soybeans to male rats, and they changed the color of their testicles, and it changed the structure of the cells within the testicles. Now, this woman, Irina Ermakova, had done this study three times, small study, very few rats, and ran out of money. And also what happened was the rat chow that was being used to feed all of the housed rats at the facility switched to become GM soy-based. So she couldn't do any more studies at that point because now all of the rats at the facility were eating GM soy.
But when she complained, tell them what they told her. We got to get rid of the people.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'll get there. Give me a beat first. So what happened was she couldn't do any more studies, but within 2 months, the infant mortality rate among all of the rats in the facility that others were studying had gone up to 56.3%.
Oh.
Now, the other thing is this. She was told she couldn't do any more studies. We were sitting together at the European Parliament after giving a presentation there, and she said documents were burnt on her desk, samples were stolen. She was told by her director that his director was being pressured, so she couldn't do any more GM research. She was finally told, oh, you can only do research on genetic engineering if you sign this contract, which says you can't talk about your results for 3 years. We can replace any of your colleagues. It was completely draconian. In other words, basically trying to shut her up. She couldn't sign it. So a colleague of hers came up to her to comfort her and said, well, maybe this genetically engineered soy will solve the overpopulation problem. This was his comfort.
Oh.
Now, we have some additional, I know you love this, Alex. We have some additional evidence from other studies. We have an Italian research group that fed rats genetically, mice genetically engineered soy, the same soy, looked at the testicles of the male mice and found that there was changes or damage in their sperm cell, young sperm cells and in the testicles in general. Then they looked at the offspring when the parents were fed genetically engineered soy and found changes in the way that the DNA worked inside the embryos.
Mm.
Now, a study that came out in November from the Austrian government, they fed genetically engineered corn. This was corn that was both producing its own pesticide and also, like the soybean, engineered not to die when you spray herbicide on it. So it was called herbicide tolerant or Roundup ready, meaning you could spray Roundup on it and it wouldn't die.
Hmm.
So they fed the corn to mice, and the mother mice gave birth for four different litters.
Stay there. Let's hear what happened.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new listener, I've probably interviewed, over 100 top scientists, top of their class, work for these companies. They would feed it to the guinea pigs or the mice, and they'd get sterilized, or they'd have tumors or mutations, which aren't supposed to even happen after utero, but they would mutate after. We're all eating this stuff. It's very hard to find real organic food because the staple crops have all been infected, and we're talking to the amazing author. You can get his books and videos, by the way. I want you to get them at InfoWars.com or also go to SeedsOfDeception.com. That's his site, and find out about all the other organizations they have, the documents, the research. We're only skimming the surface here. As crazy as all this sounds, it just so happens the one plastic of hundreds they chose to have be the standard plastic used in the West is the one that leaches chemicals that sterilize. It just so happens, that again, they're letting the melamine attack the children. All of this, and I have the UN documents, the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96 and others, it's in my film Road to Tyranny, where they state on record, we need to sterilize more than 80% of the world population to reduce the world population. We need to look at binary weapon systems to do this. Now, a binary weapon system is something where they combine two different things to actually create the weapon, to actually create the toxin. And that's a separate issue. I don't know if Mr. Smith wants to get into that. I'm not familiar with his research in that area. But this is about eugenics. But I want to start taking calls coming up in the next segment. I know we have had callers holding from the first about other issues, but I'm sorry. We're specifically talking about GMO or poisons or things in the food and water. And that number, of course, to join us is 877-590-5525. Mr. Smith, continuing, you'd gotten up to the latest, just 2 weeks ago, a European study by one of the top research outfits out of Europe in Austria. Please continue.
Yes, this was an actual Austrian government commission study, a rare thing from the government commissions a study, and it was also rare because it was long-term. They did four generations in one case where they fed the mice, and then they took the offspring, and they fed the mice, and they took their offspring, so they had great-grandchildren. And they also did a thing where they took multiple litters, where they had one set of parents, and they gave four different litters. And the four different litters, they had, and also in the multiple generation, in the third and fourth generation or litters, the number of offspring among the GM-fed mice and the weight of the offspring was less, showing levels of infertility and also offspring problems with their health. And it was very similar, in fact, to, of course, the Russian study where there was smaller offspring, but in this case there was less offspring also, showing clear trend and in one case statistical significance towards infertility and problems with the offspring. So we see it now in farmer reports. We see it in studies done on soybeans and studies done on corn.
What about the potato study done by the British in the 90s?
This was a brilliant study. A good friend of mine, Dr. Arpad Pusztai, one of the world's leading researchers in his field, was commissioned by the UK government to create the ideal testing protocol, which was going to be made law in the EU, to assess the safety of GMOs. And he led 30 researchers in three different institutes to create the testing protocol, and he genetically engineered potatoes to produce an insecticide and fed it to rats, and the rats got quite sick. They got potentially precancerous cell growth in the digestive tract, smaller brains, livers, and testicles. There we have the testicles again.
Yep.
Partial atrophy of the liver, damaged immune system. Now, he also fed controls natural potatoes, and they didn't get sick. And he fed another set of controls, natural potatoes, spiked with the insecticide that the GM potato was designed to produce, and they didn't get sick. So it wasn't the insecticide that was being produced.
It's the fact, and I've interviewed him, that it's wound into the DNA itself, so the body gets tricked and is absorbing.
The thing is, we don't know exactly what it is, but we can say generically the process of genetic engineering and all the things that can happen somehow caused these damage to the rats in just 10 days.
And by the way, only 10 days. And by the way, they were only looking at that one area in rats. He said on the show that with the gene gun, it was also randomly doing other things to the potatoes.
Of course, and that's what happens. And, you know, there's one thing we haven't even discussed, and that's the fact that the genes could transfer inside our own DNA, our own gut bacteria, and that might have happened also.
And we see all these diseases, Crohn's-like, just exploding off the charts suddenly, everywhere where these foods are eaten.
All the GI tract stuff, all the allergies, the autoimmune system stuff, all of that could easily be exacerbated by the fact that we're eating these genetically engineered crops. The only human feeding study ever conducted shows that the genes actually colonize the DNA of our gut bacteria. They continue to exist inside us long after we stop eating the genetically engineered
crops. Okay, here's the $64 million question, and then I want to go back into all these horrors that are all documented, by the way.
I told you what happened to the researcher. You know, but your audience doesn't. Yeah, go ahead. What's the question?
No. Go ahead and finish up there. And then, why is Monsanto and Cargill and these other guys, we know it's about money and power, and they brag that they're taking over the entire genetic code of the planet, and ha, 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 then they sue people when their own crops infect them. I mean, it's just amazing. But why are they doing this to their own families? And then the answer is they've built their own secret gene bunkers, gene arcs. What are the, you know? And now they admit they have them. There's a larger plan clearly there. I know you don't like to speculate, but why are they doing this?
Well, let's tell you what happened to this fella Arpad Pusztai when he was concerned. What happened was he went public with his concerns about the effects of GMOs on the rats, and was a hero for about 2 days at the Routt Institute, the top research institute in nutrition in the UK and one of the best in the world. And then after 2 days of being praised up and down by the director, who was now giving press releases and holding press interviews, that director got a call from the prime minister's office, forwarded through the receptionist, two phone calls actually, and the next morning Dr. Pusztai was fired from his job after 35 years and silenced with threats of a lawsuit. A 30-member research team was disbanded. They never implemented the long-term safety testing protocols. Instead, they put into effect a campaign to discredit Pusztai, to trash his reputation, and to maintain the reputation of genetic engineering.
But now the good news is, years later, he's been vindicated.
Absolutely. He was allowed to speak before Parliament 7 months later, which means he got his data back. There was an immediate peer review by 23 independent top scientists in the world. They all said his stuff was good. It's now published in The Lancet, and it's the most in-depth animal feeding study yet published on genetically engineered foods, implicating the process itself as causing this huge damage in just 10 days.
So why are the how do they think they're going to get away with it?
Well, one of the things is by keeping the number of studies so low, and by in the United States eliminating the need for labeling, it's very hard to sue these companies for damages to health, because you don't have, it's hard to say it's because of GMOs unless you've done the studies. Every time a study comes and points to a problem, the person who's gotten the study has lost their funding, denied tenure, fired, stripped of responsibilities, forced out, threatened, etc. And this is what we document. And so what we're having right now is there's less than three dozen peer-reviewed published animal feeding studies on Earth, even though these foods are being fed to a billion people for a dozen years.
All right. You're also involved in the Institute for Responsible Technology, responsibletechnology.org. We'll tell folks about some of your books and videos when we get back in the new film about Monsanto. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. This is happening. And I just want to warn everybody that please don't take this for granted that you're being warned. Check out the evidence for yourself, at least for your children. We'll be right back.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Drought, crop failure, economic collapse, famine. Is this in America's future? Sadly, this is part of America's not-so-distant past. During the Great Depression, half of the American people grew much of their own food, but over 18 million people suffered from starvation. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans grow their own food. Plan for your family's future and don't leave anything to chance. Go to GetSeeds.net and give the gift of life this Christmas and help ensure that if history repeats itself, you and your loved ones will be prepared for crisis. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, all-natural, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Go to GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 and get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're going to have time for a few phone calls for our guest. Normally, you know, I would have gotten your calls earlier in the first hour. I know you're all over the map, callers. I'm not going to be able to get to folks probably on other issues, but if you want to call in specifically on genetically modified foods and their effects and what you plan to do about it, we've got some solutions, then the toll-free number is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. You're listening to us out of the mothership station that we send the syndicated broadcast out on, News Radio 590 KLBJ. It's 836-0590. If you disagree with us, call in. Believe me, I wish this wasn't true. It's hard to try to only get organic food for my children or to ask them at restaurants when we're there and have them act like we're weirdos. I mean, I've never been, quote, a health nut on this big kick. I researched this myself and found out it was true. By the way, Jeffrey M. Smith's books are just gorgeous. They're like textbooks, but they're fun to read. They're big color photographs, documents. All the research is right there. You need to get the Deadly Gamble Combo. We have at InfoWars.com in the shopping cart. It's got the two film, one audio CD combo pack in it, and then it's got his two books for one super low price, the GMO Trilogy DVD CD set from Jeffrey Smith. That's $19.95 by itself. Or you can get it in the Deadly Gamble Combo with his two big books on the subject, Genetic Roulette and Seeds of Destruction. Or you can get those separately, again, at InfoWars.com. And before he leaves us, I'll get him to briefly talk more about those and the new film he's in about Monsanto that we're not selling yet, but we've just ordered. We'll have on the shopping cart soon. But I hope you'll get it and have parties and show it to friends and family and neighbors. We have to educate people. And again, the good news is we could turn the corner on this. We're having some major victories in the fight against it. Jeffrey, I mean, continuing with that statement, I understand that they're able to cover it up through the controlled media. I understand that they limit the studies or go after the governments or institutions that do expose this, even when it's their own researchers. I understand how they're suppressing it, but not completely successfully. Now, my issue is, why are they doing this? And I mean, I really know why. It's part of the larger sterilization program against humans, and we see the sperm count dropping by 80%, women infertility exploding. I mean, this is everywhere. We know in pigs, we know in cows, we know in sheep, we know in rats, we know in mice, it's doing it. Animals we test that are similar to us, and it's happening. But I mean, from what you know, why are they doing this? From what they admit or what they've said?
Well, what is interesting, the Arthur Andersen Consulting was giving a lecture at a biotech conference in January 1999, and they described how they had worked with their client Monsanto by asking the executives to describe their ideal future in 15 to 20 years. And the executives described a world in which 100% of all commercial seeds were genetically engineered and patented. And so Andersen Consulting worked backwards from that goal to create the strategy and tactics to achieve it. Another biotech company at the same conference projected a 95% takeover of all commercial seeds within 5 years by 2004. So their ambition was to replace nature, is still to replace nature. And even though there's only 8 genetically engineered food crops, and you could find them at responsibletechnology.org, along with a shopping guide how to avoid them, responsibletechnology.org, and even though there's only 8 food crops that have been currently commercialized and still around, the issue is there's about 173 or so that have been field trialed in more than 50,000 field trials in the United States and around the world.
And let's explain. They are militarily going into countries where it's illegal and secretly setting up growing operations. They're caught every week doing this.
Yeah.
So they understand, and then that infects all the similar plants.
That's what happened in Brazil. There was huge numbers of trucks of seeds coming across from Argentina planting illegal genetically engineered soy. It happened in Paraguay. It's happened in other places where it becomes so infected in the area that the government just gives up and says, well, I guess we have to approve it because it's already...
Well, I remember, well, that's another Monsanto executive said that. He said, we're just going to take over so everything's infected and you don't have a choice. But I remember seeing like 7-8 years ago a headline on the BBC that 89% of the ancient Mexican corn varieties had all been infected.
Well, you like this story. A friend of mine was debating with a person from USAID, was definitely trying to push GMOs around the world. And he's debating on South African television. And after the lights go down, the cameras are shut off, they're still arguing. And at one point she says, "You just wait. There'll be so much contamination of genetically engineered corn in South Africa, no one in Africa can grow non-GM corn." So she let it out of the bag that her intention was to contaminate the food supply forcibly so that no one could grow non-GM stuff.
And their favorite is where the plant develops a pesticide in its own genetic code, so bugs won't eat it or animals won't eat it, but then they feed it to us. And, of course, most animals have better olfactory nerves, noses, than we do. And so they're able to get away with this. So it's extremely cold-blooded and wide-reaching. You know, I tell people about this. I'll read like an AP article on air. I remember about 5 years ago, it was about Protegene in Texas with a pharmacological crop of corn that grew HIV virus shells in it. And I told people on air, and they thought I was making this up.
Yeah, the thing is, there's a whole pharmaceutical crop concept where they grow, like, for example, Protegene Company was growing a vaccine for pig diarrhea in a corn field in Iowa, right near Nebraska. And the next year, they were growing, and the farmer was growing soybeans on the same field, but the inspectors just happened to be driving by and noticed there was some corn stubble from the previous year and some corn stalks coming through. They had been planted the previous year and not, you know, they just grew, called volunteer crops. So they told the guy, you should harvest that, you should remove that before you harvest the soybeans. Well, he never did. It ended up contaminating 500,000 bushels of soybeans, so they had to destroy it. The company had to pay $3 million. And when that came out, only then we found out that they had also destroyed 155 acres in Iowa of corn that had probably been contaminated by other pharmaceutical corn. This is one of the most stupid things you can imagine, planting pharmaceutical corn that creates drugs or industrial chemicals
live virus
outside, next to other corn.
Let's explain. They can have animal virus grown in the plants. Now, I also tell people, I'll read like a Toronto Star or a Reuters headline, they don't believe it, that cloned beef, all these major staples, cloned pigs in Canada and the United States, they say, yeah, it's already in the food chain, it's already been bred, nothing you can do about it. And people say, they don't clone cows.
Huh. Well, you know, you were right about that, that they tried to put a spider gene into a goat to milk the goat to get spiderweb protein to make bulletproof vests. They put human genes into corn to make spermicide. And it's interesting, this whole thing about this is interesting, that the pigs and cows that were getting sterile from certain varieties of genetically engineered corn, it seemed to cluster around a certain number of years and a certain number of, in a certain area. It was actually all over the United States, but mostly in Iowa. There was a company that took corn cobs and crushed them up so that they were used for bedding for animals. And a Baylor University study was doing something on mice, and they found that when the mice were in a cage with these crushed corn cobs, then they became sterile or largely infertile. And they found that they traced it to the corn cobs, and they found two different endocrine disruptors in the corn that were much higher, apparently causing the sterility. And the researcher said in his published research that he found that the levels were different in genetically engineered corn.
Now, well, as you know, though, I mean, with genetic engineering, the holy grail is to actually get the change you want. This is not an accident that magically it's always about sterilization, just magically every product, sterilize. I mean, this is clearly being done by design. I mean, when they're in there changing one thing, they're really in there changing other things.
You know, it's interesting. One thing that is an argument against the idea that it's being used for population control is that it's not targeted. It's a shotgun. Once you put it in the environment, you can't control it. It can outlast the effects of global warming and nuclear waste. It can spread. We don't have a technology to search and destroy. It's like trying to recall genetically engineered salmon from the ocean or mosquitoes from the environment. So if these people...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the GMOs, the mosquitoes. Stay there. We're going to come back with the final segment. Boy, this has gone by really fast. We'll try to cram some of your calls in when we get back. I mean, if you care. If not, just, I guess, kiss your butts goodbye.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio-blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, time flies when you're fighting the New World Order. Look, I want to go to Paula, Kathy, everybody else that's holding, but you're calling in about the police state I covered in the first 40 minutes. Tomorrow I'll be covering that on the weekday show in detail. Yes, Obama's announcing national compulsory service and domestic spy squads. Yes, he's freaking all the liberals out who thought it was Bush that wanted to use the military. They all work with the same people. Now he's announcing, yes, military will be on the streets of America to fight all crime and for social and environmental issues. They've stated it. But it isn't real environmental issues. It's taxing the people and not stopping the true environmental problems like GMO. So it's all very, very nuanced subject. But I do want to take Tom and I think George are for the guests. So we're going to get to you guys here in just a moment. Jeffrey, when you get back in 3 months, please contact me. I want to have you on first. And I apologize. I ended up rescheduling you Friday. That was my fault, not my producer's.
Not a problem.
But it's great to have you here. Just briefly, one of your films, films you're involved in, I'm not carrying yet, is The Truth About Monsanto. Tell folks about that briefly.
Right. The World According to Monsanto. If you go to MonsantoFilm.com, it's an amazing film by award-winning film producer from France, Marie-Monique Robin. And she traveled all over the world and found the absolute disgusting and despicable and really evil hand that's been behind Monsanto, giving us PCB poison and DDT poison and Agent Orange poison, and now the poison associated with genetically engineered foods. And it shows clearly the damages that's happening around the world, and also the cover-up and the arrogance. Incredible film.
That brings me to my last question before we take a few calls here, and that is, if you get lead or you get mercury or you get arsenic, it poisons you, it hurts you. It affects DNA a little bit, but not that much. But when you change the DNA of the planet, when you vandalize the DNA of the planet, as you've said, in an irrevocable fashion already, and they're now accelerating it, we've got a big problem. And so that's the issue here, is that this is irrevocable. I mean, when you talk about half the mice being sterile or 90% of them dying or 50% dying, depending on the study, I mean, this is confirmed, and we're eating this, and we see diabetes and cancer and everything exploding off the charts and sterilization and infertility exploding. It's clear. So briefly speak to that, and then briefly, solutions. We are having victories all over the world and the bovine growth hormone in milk. We're having victories. We can have this tipping point.
Yes, we have. When we look at all of the different things going on, and I did with about 30 scientists over 2 years, and we came up with the book Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Risks of Genetically Engineered Foods. In Genetic Roulette, you see thousands of sick, sterile, and dead livestock, thousands of toxic and allergic reactions in humans, and damage to virtually every organ and every system studied. As bad as GMOs are, it's one of the easiest health and environmental catastrophes to solve, because we are in charge of what we buy. Now, because GMOs don't give any consumer benefit to these companies, if they perceive GMOs, genetically modified organisms, as a liability for sales, they'll simply switch to the non-GMO brand, as many have. In fact, when the tipping point of consumer rejection hit Europe in April of 1999, within a few days, within a single week, virtually every major food company committed to stop using GM ingredients. In the last 3 years, we saw a huge rejection of bovine growth hormone, as you said, kicked out last month by Subway, this year by Walmart, Kroger, the end of last year by Starbucks. So we're seeing a huge consumer backlash against one genetically engineered product.
But the empire is striking back, trying to take over every major food crop. We don't have much time. We better get involved in voting with our dollars. We can force them to stop doing this. But they're striking back, also coming in, as you've eloquently covered, to where they don't want us to be able to have real labeling.
Exactly. So go to responsibletechnology.org and do a number of things in order to help with this. One, you can become a member, either a free member, or we'd love to get some support. I mean, we just lost funding to India, but I'm going anyway. The other thing is there's a petition there. Obama committed to labeling during his campaign. So we're going to say, great, thank you for labeling, but we want real labeling. And so we want comprehensive labeling, not loophole labeling. And so there's a petition there you can sign that we will send to Obama. And then go on the site also at Responsible Technology and download or order a shopping guide, a non-GMO shopping guide, and learn how to avoid eating.
And by the way, you have those where you can print them off. They're like 10 pages long, or you can buy them at cost in bulk. We got to jump to calls. Folks, you've been given the sites. Take action. Get the books and videos at InfoWars.com or the other sites. Don't wait around. Your family, your children are worth it, and you will find out what we've covered here is true and accurate. Let's talk to Tom in Minnesota, and then we'll go to George, and that's it we have for calls. Go ahead, Tom. Tom in Minnesota, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Okay, you can hear me now, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was listening to one of them Monsanto representatives, about 6 months ago, he said that they were genetically altering it where they would only use about 25% of the water. Right afterwards, I was been looking at Air Force 2025 and noticing that they do put air nanoparticles in the air to come down into the water.
Yeah, that's right. The military now admits they are adding to jet fuel, both commercial and private, so it's compartmentalized, and they are spraying the atmosphere and terraforming the planet that's now declassified.
Okay, and they can control the weather, and they can control hurricanes, and I noticed that the water tables were, like, down about 25%, and they filled them all back up. Along with all this and the digital TV, is this going to be something else that's going to be controlling us?
Absolutely. I mean, well, that's forcing a lot of local stations to go bankrupt because they can't afford the expensive transmitters. Appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Texas. George, you have a question for our guest.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. I have a sign of a healthy body. I remember about 5 years ago, I had this sickness. I was throwing up. I was throwing up because I always ate from the farmer's market. My parents always grew their own food. And everything I threw up on was everything he was talking about, corn, soy products. I mean, I would eat it, and my body would just reject it, and I had to go eat organic food.
Absolutely. A lot of people are seeing that. Well, there's a lot of farm animals that, and I've talked to the farmers, not just studies, they won't eat GMO. We've seen cases of that, haven't we?
Absolutely. There's pigs, cows, geese, elk, deer, raccoons, squirrels, mice, and rats. All when...
Keep going.
We have all when given a choice. These animals have avoided eating genetically engineered foods. And so what may be happening in this caller's body is a very natural response to reject something which is inappropriate. I've heard a lot of people say that they can't eat the GMO stuff, but only the organic stuff of the same species.
Well, I mean, let's back up and talk about this. I talked to a lot of allergen doctors, and because I started getting allergies. My grandmother never had them in Austin. My mother never had them. Same environment. Suddenly, everybody's got them. And I talked to medical doctors, and they go, "Well, we all know that it's really the GMO, and then it triggers and increases your susceptibility to other allergens, triggering. So it's a type of tipping point, but in closing, that's powerful that animals, if GMO side by side with non-GMO, they want the non-GMO.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of stories. I mean, there's story after story. I heard a new one last week about a guy said, "Hey, let me show you something." He threw a bunch of, he called the pigs. They just ran up full speed. He dished out some genetically engineered corn. They looked at it and they looked back up. They wouldn't touch it. Then he went over to the other side of the crib, threw out the non-GM stuff, and they all ran and ate it up completely. So we need to get humans up to the level of animals.
Well, I mean, you know, a pig has a better nose than even the best bloodhound. So the problem is humans don't have the taste buds and snout that that those type of omnivores have.
That's why we have to put out the non-GMO shopping guide.
But why is it? I mean, I guess it's just the olfactory nerve. I mean, the pigs know, but humans don't.
You know, we don't know. No one's known because, it's possible that they are sensitive to the field effects, you know, the auras around the products. It's possible it's the smell. It's possible that they've tasted it and realized that it's not food, and then they smell it and identify it with something they've already tasted. So we don't know, and no one's done any studies about it.
But literally the electrical makeup of it, the electrochemical, as we know, a lot of that is tied in with smell. Okay, well, Jeffrey M. Smith, we really appreciate you joining us. Good luck in India. I don't see how the establishment is going to cover up what they've done as just the evidence just pours out and as the people rebel against them.
Well, you're doing a great service. You know more about this than most. I mean, I've been on hundreds of radio shows, and you're like a walking library about this. So thank you. Your audience is a lot better educated than virtually any other audience about
right.
GMOs. It's great.
Well, thank you, Mr. Smith. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not bragging about myself, folks, but I can have generals on, admirals, congressmen and women, scientists on. I had a top captain on about piracy. He goes, "This, you know, more than any other show we've ever been on." It's only because I study every day, sometimes 10, 12 hours a day. I research everything. I study history, and so I'm aware. I'm not unusually smart. I'm just an average person who, I'm not an expert on fantasy football. I am an expert on the New World Order and what matters to my family. God bless you all. Key story on martial law, Marines patrolling America right now at Info.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Don't put off your health for a